Welcome, you're with Vox from Vox.org, also known as Vox the Psychic. Glad to be with you guys again today on Monday, January 8th, 2007. So it's the first week of the new year, and we've lived through the first week of 2007. Yay! So I wonder how many people actually went out there and did their New Year's resolutions. I gotta still catch up with mine. I'm going to talk about some different things, but starting off, I want to let you guys know you can always reach me to call into the show at 323-284-5166, or if you're on Skype, call Vox Podcast, VOXXPODCAST. Cool. So anyway, we're going to start out pretty quickly here. We already have a caller. Cool. So let's find out what's going on. Hello, it's Vox. What's up?
Hi, Vox. Hello. I am calling for a reading. I was just listening to your show from the first.
Oh, great. So what's your first name?
It's Carol, C-A-R-O-L.
Okay. And what's your birthday, Carol?
I'm sorry, what's that?
What's your birthday?
4/21/1967.
Okay, so let's just check it out. Ask a specific kind of question so we can get right into the meat, because general readings, really, people should come in and really spend lots of time in here and figure out all the particulars. But what's the most important thing I can help you with right now?
Should I relocate to LA and pursue teaching yoga?
Let's check it out. Okay. Now, do you know your birth sign, rising, your ascendant, or no?
It's a Libra.
Okay, cool. Well, you should look pretty good. Thank God, with the Libra rising. Right now, it feels like this isn't the right time to do it. It feels like you need to make some preparations. I would say closer to May 21st to June 20th. Because, you know, right now we're getting ready to come up to some serious planetary energies like the lunar eclipses in Virgo, which is coming up on March 3rd. That's not really a very favorable time. And anytime after March 7th, you can start really preparing for it. But it seems like, you know, you have been thinking about this for a while. But you got to get some things in alignment first, because just jumping into the deep end, it's not really about belief that you can do it here, because I do think it's a good place for you here. I just think you need more preparation to do it. And also, it feels like whomever you thought was going to be a slam dunk as far as hiring you, it seems like that's kind of iffy. You know what I mean? So had somebody projected an offer to you? Are you still there?
No. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
It's a little hard to hear you. I've been teaching a little bit, you know, here. I'm in Orange County right now, and a little bit in Texas before I came back out here. But I just am not happy in this area, and I thought that there might be more diversity in LA, and I could pursue teaching there.
Yeah, I feel really good about it. It's just the timing that's a little bit off. Anytime after March 21st, all the way through after your birthday, is the most favorable time for you to relocate. If you were to just jump the gun and just jump out and come out here too quickly, you'd find that you couldn't really sustain yourself as easily as you had thought. But I do feel good about it here for you. You know what I mean? Ultimately, excuse me?
I'm nothing. Go ahead.
I was saying, also, had you checked out up in the northern areas like San Francisco and Seattle and Oregon? Those are also really favorable areas for you for some weird reason.
Yeah, I love that area. I just wanted to stick close to my family for now. I was away for 13, 14 years, and my mother's getting older, and I'm from this area. So
yeah.
I do love Northern California, but for some reason I'm feeling... Look, I want to be closer to them right now.
Well, that's the Taurus part of your energy coming out. Even though you have a lot of Aries, there's a lot of Taurus energy there too, and that's the part that sometimes comprises or compromises actually your success quotient. So at some point, you may have to start thinking about, you know, being a little bit more selfish, you know what I mean, and making your mark, and then you can go back home and share the wealth. I feel like this is the time to really make or break it, you know what I mean? I don't really feel like you've really thrown yourself into it as completely as you really need to be the success that you have in your chart, you know? So that's something, you haven't really thrown yourself into it completely the way that you really could to be super successful at what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Into teaching?
Yeah, the teaching is really strong, but it also feels that you have the opportunity as well to put your ideas into written form, to be more aggressive about what it is that you've learned. Because with your planets the way they are, you should look really great. You should be in pretty good shape as well. Also, psychologically and mentally, you're really much better for other people sometimes than you are for yourself. So it feels like this is the time to really start buffing yourself up to be a little bit more selfish in life for a couple of years, to make your mark, to get your success level where you want it to be, and then put your family, you know, as the higher point in your life. Because right now, a little bit, even though your family's great people and you're a great person, it just feels like there's emotional stuff that's weighing you down a little bit too much right now. You need to be a little bit more selfish, like I said. But I feel very good success vibes around you for what you're doing, but you're just going to have to put more of yourself into it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you?
I'm scared of it, actually scared of my work, and I've just completed my first year of teaching very part-time, and it's terrifying.
Well, you know, you have the opportunity to be more than what you're doing. It's almost like it's not really so much that you're afraid of teaching. It's really what you're teaching to prevent yourself from doing as an artist. That seems to be where the real contention is arising from. You know, you're attractive. You have a lot of stuff going for you. You have really nice planetary aspects. You have everything that it takes to be a real success in life, and you're just not believing enough in yourself. Now, part of that's also because the entertainment field, which is where you'd really make your best mark, you don't really like the shallow aspect of the people that you have to deal with on that level, and it's actually stopping you. Do you understand that?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to be more aggressive. Now, the deal is, if you listen to me, it could only take you about 1.5 to 2 years to really get somewhere in your career and really start making the money that you deserve. Then you can go off and do other things. But this is much better for you than anything else you could be doing, and you do know that. You know, but you're just going to have to really take maybe some courses in self-esteem, learn how to be a little bit more autonomous, not seeking so much approval from other people. You're letting other people weigh you down a little bit too much. And they actually really don't want to do that to you. It's all coming from you. You know, so you're going to have to be very aggressive. You know what I mean? So think about what I'm saying here. And hopefully, if you need some more advice and stuff, you can call me or write to me further at vox@vox.org. And see if you can put some of this information into practice. Okay, my friend?
Okay, thank you.
Take care, my friend. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And when I say God bless, I mean God and Goddess and the Flying Spaghetti Monster included, just in case. So we got some other callers coming in here too, so let's see what we can do. I'm glad people are starting to finally understand where the heck I am on internet radio and finding me, and so they can get a little bit of guidance for free. So let's see what else is going on over here. Well, today we have the moon waning in Virgo, and it's not a very exciting time unless you consider getting caught in an avalanche in Colorado, having an exciting time. But when we have a lot of major planetary shifts coming up right now, a lot of planets moving into Capricorn and Aquarius, and for the next 2 months it's just going to be like a freaking roller coaster ride, especially for people that have planets in Taurus and Leo. Because those aspects, again, with Saturn in Leo and the squares that are going to be coming up when the planets start moving into Aquarius, it's going to be a real tight squeeze. Now, I've been talking to some friends about my passion for the Apple Macintosh computers and everything connected with Mac. And I've been coming up with some interesting ideas for Steve Jobs, in case anybody's been interested in where the idea of the Apple iPhone is going, and some of the other rumors have been coming up, so we're going to talk about that in a second. But just to make sure I don't miss anything, I want to wish a happy belated birthday to Marilyn Manson, who is still alive, God knows how. And of course, today is the special birthday of Elvis Presley and David Bowie, the King and the Duke. What do you know? Anybody that's born under the sign of Capricorn gets some kind of honorary title. And tomorrow, we got Jimmy Page. So those are some birthdays coming up. Right now, we have another caller onto the show. So hey there. It's Vox. What's up?
My name is Alvin, one of your clients.
Alvin?
Yes.
Alvin? Well, let's check it out. Haven't heard from you in a while.
I know.
So let's see what's going on. What's your birthday, Alvin?
July 12th, 1964.
Okay. Well, we know why you're calling. All these little Cancer people are going nuts lately with that full moon in Cancer that happened a few days ago, I think January 3rd. So we'll find out what's up. Now, who did you kick out of your life recently? Anybody good?
Who did I kick out my life recently? Well, I don't. Well, my aunt. I separate myself from her because of, you know, what was going on.
Because of your sanity issues.
Exactly.
And trust me, it's not your fault, I'll tell you. Because, you know, when you piss off a Cancer, it's pretty rare because we're so pathetically codependent that we can't bear to, like, chop anybody out of our life. Mm-hmm. So she must have really, like, got on your last nerve, you know. So what can I help you with today, Alvin?
Well, touch bases with you to see what's really going on with me. Have my pattern changed since the last you spoke with me a year and a half ago?
Well, let's check it out. So did I whip you pretty hard?
Yes, you did.
Good.
You whipped me into shape.
Well, it sure.
I thank you for it.
Well, I thank you for being smart enough to, like, listen to your own angel. People think that I'm telling them stuff, but I don't know anything. All I know is what I get intuitively from a person's angel. If there is such a thing, I really don't know. But that's what I perceive it as. Now, it shows that you have really been doing your homework. You have been very tough on yourself. And better than that, you've been tougher on other people that have been wasting your time. And that's very important because it's been very hard for you to actually do some of the things I told you to do. And no, I don't remember a darn thing that I said before. Now, your health is looking up much better. Have you been taking a little bit better care of yourself?
Yes, I've been working out, taking care of my, you know, just basically into myself. I was, you know, taking care of my skin much better, eating right, going to the gym. Just trying to do things totally different than my norm.
Yeah. And
I did take your advice, going to the book readings and book signings and stuff like that. So.
Very cool. Now, the thing is that sometimes we expect to see a dramatic exterior change once we start, you know, doing what we're supposed to do. And the joke of the day, as I always call it, is just because you do all the right things doesn't always make your life better. Okay,
right.
But what it does do is it makes you feel better about your intent and your actions in your own life. And over time, it usually takes about a year and a half to 2 years to really notice the next level that you reach after you start straightening yourself out. So you look like you're getting a little bit weary and you're starting to wonder if anything good's going to come out of you showing all this discipline, but it's not here just yet. But what I will say is after March 21st to April 20th of this coming year, your love life is going to start taking a turn for the better. Thank God. Yay. And your money's not killing me. As you know, your money is still a little bit on the tight side, but you have to just keep plugging away. Now, what writing situation were you involved with or bringing your ideas to the public? What were you doing in that area?
I took a speech class.
Well, it looks like it really helped you a great deal. And
I took a speech class, and he had us to do you already told me to start a journal, and I started the journal. And then when I got into his class, he just reinforced what you told me. And basically, I just started, you know, just writing more.
Yeah, that's what it takes. It takes a lot of practice to see what it is that you're doing correctly and what you're doing incorrectly. You know, but it feels like right now it's just still a bit of a tight time financially. And it's very much like you feel like a student in life right now. And you're hoping to make greater strides and have more proof that you're doing the right stuff. But all I can tell you right now is you are doing the right things. But the most important thing is not sliding back into old habits. And you have to continue to be very, you know, very strict on yourself. It sounds like there's not much fun in this reading. But the thing is, unless you start doing it this way, you know, it's just going to take you forever to get anywhere. And then your ego will be shattered. Because when you were younger, you do show that you really felt that you were really somebody special. And that got beaten out of you during time. And now you're getting back to the old you, which is the special person that you always knew that you could be. Now, what are the addictive qualities that you're having to struggle with right now, regards to food or drinking, or what is this habit that you're doing right now?
Probably most likely the drinking.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut it out. Because what Cancer people do, and I'm a Cancer, you know, if we cut out food, then we add some other vice. to take and the place.
And I cut out most of it, and I cut out food. And,
yeah.
Okay.
So you're going in the right direction, you know, and I'm not asking you to be really ridiculously strict about that, but as far as drinking, there's really no middle road with you. You're one of those all or nothing kind of people. And what I do think, too, is it's messing with your blood sugar, and it could be making you very moody and slightly depressed. Have you noticed that lately?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you got to cut that out. That's all the sugar that's in alcohol. People forget that alcohol is basically fermented fruit or vegetable, and
right.
It's pure sugar. And so you're doing so well in all the other aspects of your life. You just got to do this one extra thing. You know,
okay.
And
no
I feel
problem.
Really good about it. Now, it also shows, I don't know what faith you are, or what religious beliefs that you have. I don't care if you believe in the flying spaghetti monster, as some people call it, but you definitely need to go to church or someplace where you feel socially, you know, accepted, where you can like open up your spirit, because it feels like you really need to reach out to social groups right now. And you're kind of on the private side. You don't really like opening up to people. So I would really encourage you to start getting out there a little bit more.
Okay.
You know, so any little final tidbits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're not crazy, thank God. You drive other people crazy, but you're not crazy. Just letting you know, you could do really, really well even with just like little social groups, you know, writing groups, you know, little rap groups, anything that you want to do, just socializing even in small ways, because you really need that from other people.
How about these events? Like I've started doing these, like the SAG Awards.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned to you before I was for Screen Actors Guild and for the Actors Union, and we have this award shows that we sponsor every year for the members. And I've been doing a lot of stuff like that. Then I've been going to this a friend of mine who I met at a book reading, who's a acoustic guitar player, and I've been going to some of his functions. Meeting different people, I guess that's not enough.
Yeah, you just need to open it up a little bit more. You're definitely moving in the right direction. And some of the cards that you're getting, just so you know, I'm just not making this stuff up. You got the Six of Discs, which is you're emotionally getting a lot more stable and less shy, which is really great. And the Nine of Cups and the Eight of Wands, which means you're really starting to come out of your shell. And you know how it is with you? You're one of those two step forwards, one step back kind of people. Like so many of us are, don't fall for that. You got to just keep doing one step at a time. You know what I mean? And sometimes when you really start doing really great, it's so weird for you that you try to screw shit up on purpose. So you got to cut that out. I see it right here because you got that Three of Swords. And
okay,
I don't,
one tidbit before we get off the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, how about this new character I'm working, trying to get to know?
That's fine.
His
do you know this person's birthday?
He is an Aries. He's in April. I don't know exactly when his birthday is.
Well, let's put it this way. No. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. He's good for a fling, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you're going in that direction. But he can actually make you feel kind of weird. You know, he can make you have some problems with your self-esteem. He can rub you the wrong way. He's just nice as a general friend. If you don't listen to what I'm saying, that's okay. I empower you anyway. But I would really strongly suggest you keep it as a friendship. If you try to turn it into something more, you know, you're going to wind up getting hurt, and then you're going to go back to your old, you know, shell crab ways.
I see that already.
Yeah. I mean, because you're
I just want to verify, huh?
Yeah, I just want to let you know, as a Cancer individual born under the sign of the moon, you're definitely very intuitive. It's not like you need to talk to me, but you just like to back up your own assumptions, which are usually, by the way, pretty darn correct.
Yeah.
Now, how come you're not famous yet, damn it?
I'm trying to get there.
Well, you just keep on trying.
I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to do something different in my life. I'm really trying to get there, Bob.
Well, what I want you to do is just keep doing what you have been doing. Keep up the discipline. Keep socializing. Don't let anything anybody says stop you. Okay? Keep forging ahead. You're on the right path. And if you weren't, by the way, you would know how full of it I really was. You know, if I lied to you, you would know it.
Exactly.
You know, but anyway, I hope this helps you, and feel free to write to me, and for everybody else out there, please join the new Vox forum at www.vox.org /forum.
Okay, and, but I'm also going to call you because I want that reading my past life.
Yeah,
I want to do that one.
That'll be fantastic. Yeah, for anybody who wants to book an appointment, call me at 323-782-0222, or you can also write to me at vox@vox.org. So great, Alvin. I wish you all the best, my friend, and keep the good work up, because I would like to share the time when you win your Oscar finally. Dude, it can happen. Don't laugh, man. Eminem won an Oscar. Eminem. Dude,
exactly.
Hello. If he can win an Oscar, what the hell? So keep in touch, my friend.
Okay, kid. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's good. Finally, somebody that listens to me, and actually something good's happening. Now, as I keep telling people, I really don't pretend to know anything about anybody. But what I do know is that I intuitively pick up on people's patterns. And I use the planets and numerology and the Kabbalah and the Tarot and everything but the kitchen sink to try to formulate an understanding of people's innate patterns that kind of like create a predilection for them to behave in a certain way. So I call that the probability of potentiality. And that's why so many people could be born under the sign of Cancer, and you could say, oh, yeah, they're emotional, or somebody's a Taurus, and oh, yeah, they're stubborn. But these are patterns that really happen to people. So anyway, you're with Vox at vox.org. So we got another caller. Hey, what's up?
Hey, good.
And who am I speaking with? Who am I speaking with?
My name is Steve.
Steve, hey, Steve. Are you one of the who wrote to me recently?
Yeah.
Cool. Great. So how can I help you today, Stephen?
Well, I kind of called in for those couple of questions in regards to my custody battle and maybe also possibly my other parts of my life.
Okay, well, let's check out the custody battle first. Now, what's your birthday again?
July 3rd.
And what year? 75. And do you know what your rising sign is, or not really?
I think it's Scorpio.
Do you know what? Yeah. Okay. We could check it out. If you know what time of day you're born, we'll check it out.
I was born on 4:16 p.m.
I was born in
Poland.
Oh, do you know what city?
Yeah, it's spelled S-L-U-P-C-A.
Slusa. Slusa. Cool. Very cool. So let's check it out here. And your daughter's birthday is what?
January 23rd, 2002.
Okay. Let's just check it out. Now, here's the question of the day. What is the psycho ex-wife/ex-girlfriend's birthday?
hers is the psycho's birthday is
psycho bitch
December
birthday.
18th. December 18th, 1966.
Oh, dear God in heaven. How in the hell did you wind up with this mess? Did you know this person around 1995 to 1998? The psycho person?
No, we met online, actually, just before 2001, so 2000.
Now, who was the person that was in your life or between 1995 to 1998? Do you know who that was? Because for some really weird reason,
I've moved so many times, and I've kind of jumped around. This is the fourth country that I've lived in, and I've moved quite a bit.
Kazona wants you to pay attention after we're done talking, to meditate on who you were dealing with between 1995 to 1998, because that was a really crucial period for the ex-psycho person in particular and some stuff that was going on in her life. There's no way in God's earth that you're going to tell me you didn't know to leave this woman alone, because I wouldn't believe you. You had so many, you know, danger signs with this woman. I mean, I don't know how or why you went through with it, except for the fact that, see, all my callers today are Cancer men. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And so what that shows is, again, you're very intuitive. You know exactly what you were getting into, but you were just hoping that you were wrong for once. You know, now I will say she was dating someone else right around the time that you started dealing with her. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just got in touch with that guy, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's a complete disaster. I mean, I know her birthday like the back of my hand, I can assure you, and she's had the worst life possible, considering she's still pretty attractive, nonetheless. She's had a lot of betrayal and a lot of crazy stuff happen in her life, a lot of addictive problems, and I will say, honest to God, this girl has some very serious mental problems, and I'm not kidding, okay?
I know.
Now, what did she...
I was married for 3 years, dear.
Now, this shows that she has physically damaged people and objects. So what did she beat on? Did she try literally beating you up, or what happened?
Psychologically and emotionally battered me down pretty good, and then threatened to kill herself and my daughter a few times, and threatened her other daughter. I mean, very, very dangerous person, but I just don't know to what extent she would harm her own kid. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I will say, and I'm very careful about what I say, despite how crazily free I sound when I'm speaking. I'm not totally convinced, unless you took a paternity test, that this is 100% situation, that this is your child, because there is a conflict.
Oh, it is.
Huh?
She looks just like me.
Well, that doesn't prove anything. I'm just letting you know that she was sleeping with someone else when she was with you when she got pregnant. I'm just letting you know. And I'm going to stand by my word here. Okay? So she's been doing some crazy stuff for a long time, and she just saw you as a weak person. And you're not a weak person per se, but you are very sensitive, and you are easily manipulable because you're so desperate to find some kind of partner that you just were willing to take whatever God threw in your lap. As long as it was kind of...
I was at the time, yeah.
Yeah. So this
I've mellowed out quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, have you been going to any kinds of psychological counseling lately? Because you really need it. Because not because you're crazy, okay, but you're very emotionally distraught, okay?
Yeah.
Now, this is not...
I've been thinking about that.
This is not going to hurt your case, okay? Quite frankly, if you go and you're honest with somebody, because you need some extra, like, professional help to get through this, but I am going to tell you straight up, I don't trust this woman. And when somebody gets the Ten of Swords and the Aeon and the Tower all together, that's what made me tell you that she's capable of physical destruction of people and objects. Okay? She's very violently angry, and she wants other people to pay. It's not even that she wants to kill herself for pity. She wants to kill herself and threatens to kill herself to make other people suffer, because she knows that it hurts other people when she says those things. Now, I will tell you, legally, you definitely need to get in touch with the police on this situation. And I could actually, like, if you contact me privately, I will be glad to refer you to some people that work for the police force. And they would be able to tell you legally what your rights are. But if she's threatened to kill herself, and even more importantly, threatened to kill your child, okay, you definitely need to take legal action on this, okay? And
yeah,
I'm telling you.
I'm in the middle of trying to get an attorney right now. I'm actually waiting for her to call me back, because I know I can get this done real quick, because I actually tracked down her ex-boyfriend a few days ago, and he told me so much stuff just to verify everything that I've gone through, that he's gone through. And there's another ex-boyfriend, the recent one, that spoke to my ex-girlfriend a couple of weeks ago, and he's told her a couple of things, but I don't have a contact for him. So I'm looking for him as well, and I'm sure between those two guys, I've got a pretty good case. And then I can do an emergency case where I can get all that stuff filed, pulled in from New Mexico to Colorado.
Yeah,
read all this online, and get my daughter taken away.
Because this is very serious. Now, I will say, honestly, I don't see that you have a lot of ability to take care of this kid yourself right now. Is that true?
No, not at all. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, because it feels like it would be kind of...
Maybe before, but the first custody battle, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the second half of it, and I'm definitely doing way, way, way
good,
because
it shows, like, again, you still need a little bit of psychological help to get through this. You have to be really determined, and that's the most important thing, because you could get a couple of various different stories. Now, no matter what other people say about what she did or said or threatened, it's more important what she did or said or threatened to you particularly, because that other stuff may just be considered hearsay, and even though you think it may strengthen your case, it may not really strengthen it as much as you think. But I feel very strongly that if you take this action right now, probably closer to around March 15th, you should be able to resolve this pretty quickly. And you need to make sure that they put a rush on it, because she has physically threatened the child. And I don't care if she threatens herself, but when she threatened to kill your child, you know, and the other child as well, that's definitely grounds right there to make some stuff happen very quickly. And you do not give her prior warning, whatever you do.
Oh, I know.
You have to surprise her, and you have to have officials come to the house and literally just pick the kid up. So you can't even tell your child either. And it's really a shame, because your child has been terribly traumatized by all of this. You know?
You don't know the half of it.
Yeah, actually, I probably do. I have dealt with so many horrific stories in my personal life that people would understand why it was like me becoming psychic or die, you know? And you just cannot trust her, and you got to keep your own self really straight and on the narrow path. And, you know, you could be getting depressed kind of easily right now, so I want you to cut off any and all kinds of drinking or smoking. Just kind of take good care of yourself. Good. Just keep it that way. Yeah, you have to keep yourself really together right now. And don't be surprised if she actually tries to play some mind games with you and try crawling back. Try not to die laughing when that happens. Man, when she finds out how many people are really, like, over her crap and that she has nobody else.
There's a lot of people coming forward, actually. I've got about 7-8 people willing to testify against her. It's just my attorney last time walked out on me at the beginning of the court hearings. Because he knew her attorney or something. They were friends.
Right.
And he just walked out, took my money. I had no money to fight, had no attorney to fight with. And I defended myself by myself pretty good, actually. And she tried to get my daughter out of the state. She tried to move to Arizona, and I stopped her from doing that. So now she wants to move to North Carolina.
Well, she's going to try some more crazy stuff. She's got the Seven of Swords and the Moon card, which indicates she does have some kind of legal help from somebody. So it's kind of interesting. To me, it's a conflict of interest. So even if you can get the money to hire a detective, I would strongly urge you to do it. That's why I said it's going to be a lot of trouble, and you know it's going to be a lot of money to take care of this, but it's completely worth it.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, as far as your daughter's concerned, trust me, she does not want to stay there one more minute anyway.
No, not she wants to stay here with me.
Yeah. And
I was a stay-at-home dad for her first 2 years, so me and her have a real good bond, you know?
Yeah, and she's very intuitive. And what I would do, if you could, maybe even see if you can get her a cell phone that can only call your phone number, so she can call you.
I thought about that, actually.
Yeah,
it's so funny that you mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, she needs to be able to contact you at the drop of a hat every night before she goes to bed. She could maybe, like, hit your number in there. And, like, have a little tracking device where you can always know where she is at all times, and she doesn't let her mom know that she has that cell phone. You know what I mean?
That would be really hard. I mean, she'll be 5 in a couple of weeks.
Trust me, kids are pretty savvy. Kids are pretty savvy, and I think she'd call you a lot more than you think. So
it would have to be an upfront thing with the cell phone.
Well, I'm just saying, if you can,
if you catch on to something,
if you can. Make it private, where the girlfriend / psycho person doesn't know about it. That's the way to go. If she has to know about it, then that's all you can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But any little final tidbits before I let you go?
Yeah, about my financial situation for this year.
Okay, let's check it out. Now, you should be getting news about a new job coming up right now. What are you technically doing that's artistic?
I do a few things. I play guitar a little bit. I do copper wire sculptures a little bit. I haven't done that in a little while, but I'm also a painter. That's what I do full-time.
Yeah, it's extremely creative chart that you have, yeah. What you definitely want to do is start getting a lot more aggressive. I know that your situation with your daughter has pretty much been your life's work right now, and I totally agree with that. But what you want to do is start marketing yourself a lot more aggressively. Get your portfolio together. If you can, send me a copy of it or some links. You need to get up a small website and start hawking your wares. Just start putting it out there, because I do not see you working in a normal job. I just don't see it. I wish I could see it, but I don't.
And it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
A normal job, neither. Just kind of not enough to it, I guess.
Yeah, and you're just too emotional. You're also the kind of person who likes to work from their home, doing your thing when you feel like doing it. You're a creature of inspiration, most definitely. And I do say that your daughter is a huge inspiration at this point in your life. And so I don't think that it's a mistake that she's here. And I think she's worth everything that you've had to go through to have her in your life. You know, but
exactly.
I would kind of swear off relationships, you know, probably till closer to after June 21st. Just kind of really concentrate on being selfish, being yourself, doing things, getting things together for your job. And you need to start considering yourself as a work of art and your life as your greatest work of art. And you need to just take it to the next level. You know, you have to start doing things in a lot more business way. You understand?
Yep. That's definitely in my blood.
Yeah, because you could really be very successful. And I will say one thing, it's not a joke. I don't know if you have a blog yet, but if I were you, I'd start blogging every day about the situation you're going through legally and see if you can get some help from some other father organizations out there that help men fight for their father's rights. And I really think you got a great book in this. Now, I know we're in Hollywood, and I do counsel a lot of people that happen to be in this town that are very artistic. So I'm not interested in telling everybody that calls that they're artistic or creative. But you most definitely are. And I would certainly keep a diary of this situation. And I really think people would be very interested to hear what you have to say. You got some good stuff there, my friend. So I would say, as far as money's concerned right now, it's not going to start happening until you start putting your stuff out there, because you haven't really been very consistent putting it out. You've just been kind of like trickling. But if you start listening to what I'm saying today, between April 21st to May 20th, you can really start doubling your income very easily just by making your stuff more accessible. So send me your resume and stuff, and who knows, people might be able to contact me and find out more about what you're all about.
Right on. Hey, okay. Thank you very much. Really,
you take care, my friend. I send you lots of blessings. Take care. Thanks for calling, Steve.
Uh-huh. Bye.
So, lots of Cancer guys calling today. What do you think about that? That's because we had that January 3rd full moon in Cancer. That's when I put up my Is Nicole Richie Hexed post that you certainly must go check out to go see. She's got moon in Cancer. That's why she's always dealing with these food issues and security issues. Just to let you know, you can give me a call here on the show at 323-284-5116. No. 5166. That's because it's 666 if you all add it up together. And you can also reach me at vox@vox.org. And Mr. B has been just wonderful lately. He has set me up this amazing new magical forum at vox.org/forum. And I have a bunch of forums on MySpace, but it was getting impossible to moderate all of them. So I said, screw this. Let me just get my own forum going again. And I have set up folders for everything from Wicca, Goetia, Aleister Crowley, Thelema, Satanism, dreams, vampires, you name it. Just go on there, and there's a folder for pretty much any subject you could possibly be interested in. And just start typing away any kind of questions or share your experiences on there. Also, to let you know that I'm going to be playing with Mr. B with my band Telegenetic at Tangier on Friday, January 19th at 11 p.m. So keep that date posted on your calendar. And I think we have another caller over here. So what's up?
Hey, Vox. How are you doing?
Great. Who is this?
This is Steven. I'm one of your friends from MySpace.
Cool. Everybody's named Steven today.
Yes, and I'm another Cancer as well.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, people don't believe in astrology. Hold on. I need a drink for this one. Hold on a sec. I know on radio you're not supposed to have dead air, but what the hell. But anyway, so what's your birthday, Steve?
It's July 11th, 1982.
Wow. Well, that's a much better Cancerian energy right there because of the year. Much, much more favorable, especially for money. Yay.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not, you're going in the right direction. Now, what are some things that we can talk about that's going to help you out?
Well, you know, I'm kind of at an impasse with work and career thoughts right now.
Well, let's just see where you're at right now. Let's just check it out. Just in general, people think I'm just making this stuff up, but I really am reading people's cards 24/7. Now, again, you're going to have to start being a lot more intense. You know, now the problem that Cancer men have is they are extremely creative, but they're really freaking lazy. Most cancer men will not even do a job unless it is requisite that they can do it in their underwear. So, just letting you know, that's always a possibility. And that's why so many cute cancer guys are underwear models. I just made that part up, but I bet I'll hear from some models later on going, "Wow, you're psychic." Now, who's been pissing you off, man? You look like you're pissed. You're sick of this crap, huh?
Well, it hasn't really been anyone in particular. It's just that's just been kind of the mood that I. Well, okay, this is what like really kind of like.
Because it shows you're pissed. It just shows you're pissed off and frustrated.
Yeah. I went down to Costa Rica this summer.
And how can anybody get pissed off in Costa Rica is beyond me, but continue.
Yeah, when I make people mad whenever I say stuff like that. They're like, what's wrong with you?
It's okay. You're talking to me. I'm totally there with you, so don't worry about it.
No, it was the first time I was traveling on my own, and I had traveled to Mexico and Peru before that, and, you know, I was expecting, you know, everything would be, like, interesting and magical in Costa Rica, too.
When did you go there, actually? What were the dates?
I went for the month of June.
Okay. Well, that was close to around the time that there were some getting ready to be Mercury retrograde, so you might have been having some weird Gemini influence is where it made it feel that you couldn't speak to people or your communications were falling on deaf ears.
That's actually a huge, huge thing.
Yeah.
Because I majored in Spanish in college. And I spoke decently. And when I went to Mexico, like, I mean, everyone would ask me, they're like, are you from Mexico City?
Well, that's a pretty good compliment.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, no, I mean, I'm actually from Ohio, up close to Canada.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
You should be an actor somewhere. God. No, but it's interesting. My friend Mr. B, he speaks like 5 languages, and he's a Cancer as well. And it's just like is amazing. Cancer men just have this ability to just, you know, use languages. I have no idea how to do it myself.
It's that chameleon effect.
Yeah, but the problem with being a chameleon is after a while you kind of forget what you were changing from and into. And you forget the part where you started out, and then you start getting lost all by yourself. Right. Now, what I've managed to do as a Cancer is learn how to use that inner chameleon and just, like, channel spirits and talk to dead people and animals. I mean, just, like, go with the insanity of all that intuition that's built in. Now, some of the frustrations that you're having, I know you think that you're pissed off about work and, like, you're at an impasse, but it's also affecting your relationships with people because I really feel strongly you're going to, the way that you are, you're going to bump into your major relationships in life through your work. And I think you do intuitively understand that. So when your work isn't happening, it also means your love life isn't happening. And that doesn't mean nobody's attracted to you or that you couldn't be getting laid somewhere. But the girl of your dreams isn't going to happen until you straighten your situation out with your money and your career.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? And that comes out really strong. Now, what are the things that you thought you wanted to do here besides travel and just screw around and live in your underwear? Like all the other Cancer boys out there.
My plan was to teach English as a second language and just kind of travel around and.
See, I was right. Except you know, put your pants on. Because you're getting the Moon card, and what that indicates is somebody who's got the wanderlust. You know?
Yeah.
And that's just completely who you are. You must have some really other strong planetary aspects with Sagittarius that makes you want to travel around and see the world. It's almost like the world is your home. You know what I mean? And so on those levels, you know, the only way to really travel the way that you want to be able to have some kind of level of security. And that's not happening. And that's what's keeping you from actualizing your dream of being able to do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? So in your case, you may have to work backwards, and you don't like that. What I mean by that is you may literally have to throw the anchor out and just jump onto a place that you really feel that you really want to be and then get the job from there. Because I feel like you're trying to get a job from here or wherever you're living, And it seems like very difficult to do it that way. It's almost like you have to jump in there and then create the job after. And that's not a very famous way to do things for cancers, because they don't like to go anywhere unless they know they've got room, lodging, and board, and some food and a safe trampoline to land on. It's very hard to pry them out of their little shell to do something crazy.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to pay your way to do this, by the way, either. So forget that.
Okay.
You know, they may throw a few bucks at you here and there, but this is the way that people control cancer men. They make them feel secure. They make them feel like everything's going to be all right. But nothing is secure, and there nothing is ever going to be all right. And that's why you have to take this chance while you're still young and insane and crazy and decide, okay, I want to live in a particular place, and you need to literally just move there first. And yes, I'm totally, this plan is completely insane. But it's the only plan that I see that's actually going to work. Because what's going to happen is you're going to keep waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and nothing's going to happen. You know? I don't just predict the future, by the way, because this is going to sound insane, but I do not believe in the future. So how's that? I believe that we create it. And I believe astrology and numerology and all these psychic arts are tools that we can learn to use and understand to create the difference between the crap hole that our life is and the beautiful vision that we wish it to be. So it's really up to you, and nobody's really going to offer you anything. You have to go out and grab it. And you're starting to get kind of depressed. And
well, I think a big thing with me was I have been like just kind of skating through, and everything's been real easy, but I haven't really had that direction to like do something.
Yeah, you know what I call that? Yeah. I call that spiritual communism. Like everything's kind of okay, but not great. It's like you got one bowl of rice and, you know, and a gulp of water. It's like, you know, you could go to prison and eat at least that good. You know what I mean? Probably the bread would be stale, but what can I say? But that's what's going on here. And so you're starting to feel old, and you're not old. Okay? This is the moment to be a complete idiot.
Okay.
Okay? Be an idiot today and be a genius tomorrow. You know, but to try to be secure during this time of your life when people are expecting you to, grow up, Steve, for God's sakes. Hell no, I'm not going to grow up. I'm going to be insane. You know, now, Britney Spears is a great example of somebody who thought they were covering all their bases. Y'all squirt some kids out, and then I'll go party. Wrong. she should have just partied like an insane animal that she is right now, without having the kids, and everybody would just be going, oh, yeah, she's a normal 25-year-old. You see what I'm saying? So you got to, like, be crazy now. And being crazy now means taking your risks now. And you're also, with the cancer energy, a lot of times these guys go out and they go, oh, yeah, she's kind of cute. She seems tameable. Okay, well, I'll marry her. And you see what happened to Steve number one. He got creamed with that whole idea. Poor Steve. But he's working it out. You know what I'm saying? But right now, the relationships also, if you told me you were married to Angelina Jolie secretly and you were happy, I would call you a liar. Because if you tell me that you're having a great relationship right now, I'm just not going to believe it. Because you have to straighten your career out first.
Right.
I think your love will be where you go. Very strongly. And I don't always believe that, by the way. I like to believe that love is wherever we are standing. And wherever we choose to cultivate it. But in your case, it just doesn't feel that way, you know? So that's what you have to do right now. The other things as well that you might be able to get some people to cover some bills is if you were to either get out for a grant or a scholarship or decide to take a couple of classes in another country. Now, that is like a backup plan. And that could get you in the front door.
Yeah, I have like flirted with the idea of going back to grad school. But.
Well, I would check it out. And I know that grad school costs a lot of money, but I almost don't feel that you need to actually go to grad school specifically. I would almost just take some other courses. And if you have to fake it and say, yeah, I'm going to grad school just to get out of the country and get somebody to pay for it for a while, then I would, because that could be your trampoline that you could land safely on. But I don't see you actually sticking around school to get that particular graduate degree, because I think your life needs to just move on.
Okay.
You know, because where you're standing right now, it's not going to change.
Right.
You know, I hate to say it like that, but it's like that James Kim situation. Sometimes it's better to just not do anything and wait for help to come. But in your case, you need to leave the situation and you need to make your own changes on your own. And your parents aren't going to like what I'm saying, by the way. They're going to hit me.
I know.
Your mom's going to clobber me. Yeah, bitch, you're destroying my son. You know.
Well, my mom was a single mother and she raised me, so.
Yeah, you know, so she.
We've always been close.
But she wants you to do the sensible thing, and the sensible thing is killing you.
Well, that's the thing. It's so boring.
Yeah, I mean,
I just can't. I can't muster the interest.
No, and why should you have to fake it in your own life? Come on, you know what I'm saying? And what happens with your mom card? And my engineer can prove it if you need to. She's got the Queen of Discs. That's the famous mom card. And on top of her card is the Ten of Wands, which is this infernal, interminable delay. And you're going to like crack and explode, you know? And it's certainly not making you sexy to anybody that you meet. You're like some hot babe will sit next to you at the bar and you'll go, fuck off, bitch, you know. But you'll say it nicely, of course, you know. But you're just not in the mood. But this is what needs to happen. And also any other kinds of writings that you need to sit down with. Maybe even, I know this sounds totally insane as well. So we have the graduate thing as one little trampoline effect that we can use to get you to that next point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the secondary one is to see if you can get a job working for a travel organization or any of those kind of places where you can travel around the world and write a blog or send in articles to travel magazines. That would be your dream job, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Now, yeah, you don't like to write and you hate that boring kind of crap. But if that will pay your way to go wherever you want to go and have the kind of life that you want to have without even teaching, because trust me, you get bored teaching too. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, God, you're pulling your hair out. You know, so if you can do that, that's my best idea for you psychically. And as soon as I talk about that idea, you get the Six of Discs, which is Moon and Taurus, which is a stable, practical idea that not only pays the bills, but makes you feel emotionally fulfilled with your work. And as soon as I talk about that, you get the Lust card. And that card indicates, you know, something that opens up your passion for life. And that's why you wanted to study languages. That's why you wanted to travel. You didn't want to travel and just be a teacher. For God's sakes, you could do that at home. Go to Compton and go do that. You know? But that's the deal that's coming up with you. And I really feel like if you open up your mind to some of these suggestions and just check them out, because I feel that those are your strongest opportunities right now. And forget, I love your mom. Okay, Cancer men always have issues with their moms.
Mm-hmm.
It's a love-hate thing. But the situation is you can't please her. She's completely unpleasable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you won the Oscar, she'd go, yeah, but you didn't win the Golden Globe. Yeah, but you could have also won the Emmy. You know, it's like, God, you could fly to the moon. She could say, well, Mars is pretty cool. You know, it's like there's always something else with the Cancer mother. You just can't impress them. And that's kind of okay. So stop living for your mom, because you kind of are in ways that you don't quite understand. And she'll love you. It's better for her to lose you for a couple of years and have you back the wonderful, amazing kid that she thought she gave birth to and sacrificed all those years for. So she doesn't want you to be a dried up old, you know, dog. Come on, you know. And so at the risk of becoming that, you got to make these choices right now. And you, and like I'd say all the way up till your next birthday, June 21st to July 22nd, you know, start making these plans to make these crazy ideas happen.
Cool.
Okay. So let me know how things work out, and come on, join my forum and stuff and share your experiences.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Okay, my friend. Take care, Steven.
Take care. Thank you.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye-bye there. Hold on one sec. I need a drink over here. I need my chai tea. Unlike Kevin Rose and that other guy, I don't drink on the air. I turn the microphone off. See how nice I am? So anyway, you can also always call me at 323-284-5166. We only got about 5 minutes left. And I also just want to let you guys know that you can check out my band on Friday night, January 19th, at 11 o'clock p.m. We're playing a gig called The Bohemian Shindig, and I'll be there with my electronica partner, Alberto, and we're going to be doing some of our original stuff. It's going to be at Tangier. So if you want to know more about that, write to us at info@telegenetic, TelegenetiC.com. So we've been talking today with, what, three cancer guys. Good Lord. It's the Cancer Moonchild Fest over here. I should have known. Yeah, that's something else, too. When people go, yeah, you're psychic, you know, how come you didn't predict, blah, blah, blah. Well, what I try to most focus on as a psychic and what my expertise has come to be is relationships, not just necessarily love relationships, but I'm really great with that. But the relationships that we have between people, I'm not interested in finding dead people because it's really depressing. And the ones that I found really got me in some serious trouble with a murderer. No, it wasn't funny. So I'm not interested in talking to dead people because they always say the same crap. Like, I love you. The money's in the drawer. Leave me alone. Watch the dog. Be careful. You know, don't go to Chicago. You know, spirits always say the same things. So you don't need some Fruit Loop telling you what your dead grandpa said. And, of course, most psychics that you're going to go to, you know, they're going to say they're talking to grandpa. Okay, if you're at least 30 years old, they probably know grandpa's possibly dead. Possibly grandpa wore glasses. Possibly he was old. Possibly he died of a heart attack or stroke. I mean, no wonder people laugh at psychics. I mean, some freak on the street could pretty much tell you that. But I'm not interested in dead people, like I said. They talk to me a lot, but I try to, like, you know, tune them out. Because they're always, like, telling me the same crap, and I'm not interested. I say, go talk to John Edwards or one of those other people. I'm really not in the mood. But I do seances, and they're great, and I can prove to you that we've contacted Grandpa and or Grandma or whoever the heck you're trying to talk to. But I swear, they pretty much say the same stuff. But I might tell you a weird little detail that would at least prove to you that, yeah, we are being contacted by Grandpa or your dead dog, Daisy, or something like that. I'm probably going to get a call now from some person who said, my dog is named Daisy, and she passed away 3 days ago. You know, what can I say? And pets do talk, but they don't talk in human language. And so it's pretty weird talking to animals. So you have to really know your symbology if you're going to talk to an animal. But those are some crazy ramblings off the top of my brain. But anyway, I wanted to, like, leave a couple little tidbits here. I had a bunch of friends that are also Mac freaks like I am. And they were wondering, what's going to happen tomorrow with Steve Jobs? What's he going to do tomorrow? Is he going to give us any really great news about what's coming up? Is, like, there really an iPhone? Is it coming out? And I did a lot of astrological and psychic research on it. And all I can say is Steve Jobs is about to go to the moon. Financially and emotionally and physically, he's about to be burnt crisp with all this intense energy that's going on right now. And as far as, is there really an iPhone? They're not going to call it an iPhone, and they definitely have to work out the legal strategies for whatever's going on there. But I guarantee that it is a product, and it is going to come out. But it could literally take all the way through to the end of summer for that to happen at the latest. Okay, the soonest it can come out be March 21st to April 20th. But I'm kind of worried about it coming out at that time because there will be lunar aspects like a lunar eclipse that will negatively aspect Jobs's chart. I always call him Jobs, but it's actually Jobs. And also Mercury will be retrograde in his opposite sign. So that's really going to suck. So it will not be good. So I'm hoping that he reserves the actual introduction of it till after March 7th. If he decides to announce it tomorrow, which I'm saying he's just going to give a preliminary announcement, if he announces it tomorrow before noon, Pacific Standard Time, it's going to get serious delays for some reason, and he'll wish that he hadn't announced it as soon as he did. But most definitely I do feel the iPhone, it won't be called that, but it most definitely exists, and it's definitely coming out. And somebody also mentioned the Beatles iPod, and that's going to be pretty amazing design that they're coming out with that. Now, that's psychic, okay? That's not coming from Apple. That's coming from Vox, the psychic, okay? But it's pretty innovative, and I can tell you exactly how that deal went down psychically. It all happened not because of McCartney, but it happened because of Yoko Ono finally seeing the dollar signs in her eyes, and she finally was the last person to give the okay for it, and now they're all going to make zillions of dollars, and I can't believe that they didn't do it a lot sooner. But I think it's going to be a tremendous success. Now, considering that the first day that the internet was online was June 21st, 1969, and the birthday of Bill Gates, he's a Scorpio, October 28th, 1955, and Steve Jobs was born on February 24th, I think, 1955. Everything to do with the internet has to do with water and emotions. And that is what has really made a success of the internet. The emotional qualities of being able to connect with a larger family is what the internet is really all about. And it's how I actually wind up coming to you guys. But anyway, our show is over for tonight. Feel free to always write to me at vox@vox.org. That's vox@vox.org, vox.org. And also check out my music site, telegenetic.com, telegenetic.com. And make plans to come down and see me perform live with my electronic duo, Telegenetic, at Tangier in Los Feliz at 11 p.m. on January 19th, 2007. And I have that as an event, and I'll also be blogging it and bulleting in it. So check it out. But until then, I hope you guys have a great day. Have a mystical, magical day, and keep in touch with Vox. You've been listening to Vox at vox.org. Good night.